Welcome back to the program. I'm delighted to have with us former U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So as many of our listeners may know, you spent some time in the U.S. House, I think 2013 to 2025. But more importantly, you are now the co-founder of the Center for Community Progress, and you actually helped create Michigan's first land bank in Genesee County to support Flint's redevelopment. So life after the U.S. Congress for Dan Kildee, you're now serving. I also understand you're at Central Michigan and you're leading the Community Foundation. And I'm curious, given your support of the town in which you grew up, how do these two things, Central and the Foundation, sort of complement each other?
Well, they really do. And in a way, like all those roles that I've played over the years, I feel like I've never actually changed jobs. I get different business cards and they put a different toolbox in front of me, but it's like the same work. It's all about trying to breathe life into my hometown. The work at CMU and at the Community Foundation, they do align in one really important sense, is that in both cases, part of my mission is to get more people engaged in civic leadership. We call it civic health, but it's really about getting people to feel a connection to their, you know, their neighbors and exercise some kind of civic engagement, some kind of civic leadership, and create stronger connections between people with the belief when we have a stronger sense of community, our ability to solve the community problems we face is so much greater. Mm-hmm. So at CMU, I'm trying to train young minds to exercise leadership by giving them the tools that they need and the understanding of our civic institutions in order to apply whatever interests they have. And at the Community Foundation, it's similar, only in this case, we're reaching into the neighborhoods, trying to get people who are quietly exercising civic leadership to see one another, to connect with one another, and then to get them the skills that they need to be even more effective in doing that work. It's really, to me, that's the central focus of my work here at the Community Foundation. And as you say, it aligns very closely with what I'm doing at Central Michigan University.
And in your role at Central Michigan, you are the Griffin Chair for that department. And I'm curious,
right,
with the work you do with the students, do you have them do any kind of projects in the community that help them develop the leadership that you're pointing to?
We do. I teach a fall course and a spring course. One is more on politics and sort of political activism. The other is really about policy. Right now, my students, for example, they're all involved in their capstone projects for the semester, and that is to look at a community problem and then try to devise a strategy to address it. Like, what policy changes might they make if they could wave their magic wand to deal with what they view as a serious community problem that needs a solution that would involve governmental policy. And so it's sort of get the muscle memory going to figure out how to actually problem solve. A lot of folks are good at identifying problems, and I'm sure in your career, particularly as a school superintendent, you had no lack of people who were willing to share with you what the problem is. But it's folks who are willing to say, and I have an idea to solve it. And that's what we're trying to do with these projects that I've got the students working on.
We had an old saying in education, we're really good at starting things. But the challenge for us, and I would tell my staff this all the time, when things happen that you didn't like in terms of test scores or whatnot, I would continually remind them that the only way out of this is to teach our way out of this.
Yeah.
And exactly. In your example, within the community, you know, looking back at your time in Congress, what accomplishment are you most proud of for Flint and, say, Genesee County as a whole?
Well, probably this biggest single accomplishment was one that I would have preferred not to have to deal with, and that was at the peak of the Flint water crisis, when the community was really flat on its back because of what took place here. I'm sure your listeners are quite familiar with what happened there. I've been on the air on WJR talking about it for many years. But at the peak of that crisis, every level of government was going to be required to help solve this problem. And I was able in the House of Representatives, working with my Senate colleagues, to get assistance for the city of Flint through the House of Representatives. And, you know, frankly, at a time when it was difficult to get anything through the House, mm-hmm. we were able to get a package that consisted of $170 million to help solve this problem in Flint. And I had bipartisan support for that effort. I needed to have bipartisan support for it. So, you know, even there are other things that I'm proud of that I've done, that particular moment was one where I knew I needed to deliver for my hometown. And the fact that we were able to get that done, you know, with my colleagues, with Senator Stabenow and Senator Peters working it hard on the other side of the building back when Senator Stabenow was still there, we were able to get it done. And I'm very proud of that.
Speaking of getting it done, I don't know that there's anything more important than having quality water, as you've experienced that up there. You know, in your work at the Community Foundation, as it sits right now, what would you identify as one of the biggest needs Greater Flint has right now that you're hoping to address?
Well, I think it's a couple of items that are connected. One is just improving the quality of life for the residents in the community. And that starts with working at the block level. We had a summit just a few weeks ago, our Connect the Blocks Neighborhood Summit, to engage neighbors and listen to them to try to figure out, well, what are the things that we need in our neighborhoods to improve the quality of life? But I don't think anybody would deny the fact that the biggest challenge that we face in the state, and that's especially true in my region, is to get access to better paying jobs, to have an economy that, you know, that provides a wage that allows people to, you know, to do the things that they want to do to raise their families, to put something aside for the future, to have a decent house to live in, to be able to take a vacation once in a while, and to be able to get your kids the opportunity that our parents and grandparents gave to us. So it's really focusing on place and on making sure the quality of our neighborhoods is as good as it can be, all toward the goal of building an economy that's more sustainable.
And let me say, what you say is good for Flint in that description really is good anywhere when you consider, for example, the students you're teaching at Central, helping them see that they're actually part of the solution in the communities that they live. So often, as you know well in your time in Congress, so often many people think that whatever's going to happen is going to happen from somewhere else, when the fact is it's really in the mirror looking right at you.
And
100%. And the kind of work that you're doing is laudable, the foundation work and all of the experiences that you've had in Congress and bringing that back home to Flint. So former U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee and now Griffin Chair at Central Michigan, thanks for stopping by Focus with Paul W. Smith.